to the Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, we hear from the United States and Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Texas, who teaches classes in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, St. Thomas Christians.
A reading according to the Gospel of John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and bring your hand, and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever heard of St. Thomas Christians? Perhaps you are one yourself. Here in East Texas, we have many who consider themselves St. Thomas Christians. What is a St. Thomas Christian? Perhaps someone who struggles yet has strong faith. An evangelizer, a twin, someone who's outspoken and says what they think. Thomas was all of these. He's perhaps most famous for being Thomas the Doubter. Yet, in the Office of Readings for his feast, St. Gregory the Great says that Thomas, by his doubting, does more for us Christians now than all the other disciples. Because don't we all doubt or question now and then, at least once in our life? So we're all in the same, and the other disciples did too. They didn't even believe. They were strong about it. But Thomas exemplifies what we all go through. Can this really be real? Can God really love me? Can he really give his life and blood for me? So if we've experienced any of these things, we can call ourselves a St. Thomas Christian, perhaps not in the sense that he came to evangelize our nation of India. But we can be evangelizers like St. Thomas. We can, instead of going out of our country, perhaps we can go out of ourselves to others and gently share what God has done for us, that there is a God and that he loves us. So we can be outspoken. We can say what we think. We don't have to do it in a negative, harsh, aggressive way, but just share what has been our experience and what we know to be true. I think St. Thomas was a very humble man because the gospel begins, Thomas, called Didymus, he was nicknamed the twin. He was the twin. He wasn't the original twin. In other words, he had no name. His twin got all the honor and the credit and the fame, and he was just the twin. So he was humble. He didn't put himself forward. He accepted his place in life. Can we do that? He demanded that he put his hand and finger into the very wounds of Jesus Christ. We can do that in a spiritual way. God, Jesus, wants us to enter into his sacred heart. He wants to share his heart and love with us. In other words, Thomas had a certain amount of intimacy with Jesus, and we too are called to that intimacy, that heart-to-heart union and presence and speaking and sharing. And finally, when he sees that Jesus, it really is Jesus, he falls down and says, "My Lord and my God." He very definitely proclaims his belief in Christ's divinity and Messiahship more than any other of the apostles, except perhaps Peter. My Lord and my God. So let us be like St. Thomas, strong in our faith, looking to Jesus as our Lord